Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog, baby. Hey, Ben Askren. More like Ben Ass Kicked again, you scrub. Anyways, this is just a disclaimer, a little heads up to let you know that this is a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover serious cases and true events and also chingy songs, you know, we like to mix in some dark humor, some comedy, some satire, some inappropriate jokes. And if you don't like mixing comedy and crime and chingy music videos, then this is not the podcast for you. But thank you for those that stick around, continue listening, supporting the show. We love you. It means a whole lot to us. And it's super cool that people even listen to this show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good, stay safe, laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
Turkey and pastrami, I want to come on my mommy.
Oh, yeah, baby. Now that's what I like. So, alrighty, we'll do
it. I mean, two sold my opening, so I'm leaving.
10 seconds of silence, and then we'll jump into it.
Change it to stepmommy, and you'll be legal.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Common Place, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet my favorite toy box guys.
Fuck yeah. What's going on, guys? This is Tim, or Ed Sheeran, as they call me when I work with sheep.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
I thought of that mid-pee.
Oh, what up? This is Spence, still in federal prison.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They were going to start calling me Spence the Singing Sword Swallower. But that's what I said to them, you know.
It has been said that I'm a gentleman, but never a gentleman.
Fuck.
And then I proceeded to tell them Toof's One Direction story, and nobody has fucked with me since.
Yeah, but probably because you got out before you finished the story.
And he had a life sentence.
I'm studying the books in the library like Andy Dufresne, and it's just reading all the levels of that story.
Hell yeah, dude. Brooks dies of old age.
Brooks was here, and it's like page 7.
Yeah, he writes that in the book.
Hey guys, it's Toof, and I've been working on a new project with my my rapper friend, Chameleonaire. We've been doing some video game references in our raps, and we're doing one about Mortal Kombat, and we're calling it Raiden Dirty.
Is it his name Raiden?
Okay, nerd.
All right, cool.
I like that, dude. I like that. And it is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog, or as they call me back when I used to be a professional baseball player, but then I thought I'd try out and be a basketball player, but it turns out I'm not that good at defense. It's your boy, Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Love me some Chuck Knobloch.
Well, it was either going to be that or, dude, I had 3 openers, and that was literally the best one. It wasn't even good. The other
we'll
one,
hear the other two.
The other one's punchline was Glenn Closer. the other one's even worse than that.
That's
dude.
A woman, right?
Yeah,
Glenn Close. Okay. Yeah, I want to hear the other one.
It's I might be able to salvage it into a decent one, so I'll try and save it for next week.
Understandable.
So how you boys doing? How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hell yeah,
good,
dude.
So far.
Let's try to throw in a lot of song parodies today. You guys want to do that?
kind of in a shitty mood. I feel like that'd make me a little happier.
I've never not wanted to do that.
All right, so today's going to be probably just a grab bag, a little scatter box of stuff we're going to talk about today. I do have four random interesting things to talk about, like crime-wise. But I also got a couple of dudes I work with to talk about. I mentioned them on my Patreon, on the Dirty Dog episode, so about 7 of you out there have already heard this. And then,
so what are the other 3 going to listen to?
And me and Toof went to the Cavs game on Sunday.
I don't get it. There's only 4 of us.
And also, I owe an apology to the Cleveland Indians after talking shit about how they suck ass at baseball. Primo, what place are they in right now?
Oh, that's first.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
We also just got no hit in almost a perfect game against us, but we're going to act like that didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Well, sometimes it's easy to get first because weren't we like first in podcast in Taiwan for one day or something like that?
Yeah, there was something like that. I forget. It was like, yeah.
Hey, Indians, join the club. Welcome to first place.
That's right. And speaking of Indians, me and Toof met this super fucking badass Native American dude who is working at Rocket Mortgage Arena.
He was
outside, so we were outside waiting to come in, and he had long, beautiful hair. He was just a
dude. I thought it was a woman.
He was just a handsome Native American dude. He was dressed nice, and he was fucking awesome. And,
dude, he had silver fox gray hair.
Yeah, dude.
It and, was awesome.
We were just like, hey, what time do the doors open? And he's like, oh, you can come in at 6, and he pointed us in the direction of like where we could come in at. Super nice. Then, like, an hour later, we're inside, and we see him, and he's like, hey, you boys made it. We're like, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I know, dude. Just the fact, because we had masks.
Hashtag WAD, man.
We had masks on, and then I had a different mask when I came inside. And, yeah, just the fact, that was just super cool, man.
Also, was he wearing a salmon-colored suit?
Yeah, it was like, he was suave as fuck.
Yeah, he was taller than us by a lot. He had silver, like, gray, long hair, and he had this salmon suit on. He was fucking cool.
Yeah.
And he was nice.
My guess is that guy got laid that night more than we've ever been laid
ever.
Oh,
yeah, guarantee it, dude.
And
as I was walking away, Toof was like, dude, if you want to go get a picture with him, I'll take it. And I was like, I do, but there's no way I can set this up without him thinking I'm an asshole. Because I just love this dude. He was awesome as fuck, dude.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Hashtag wall, man.
You take your picture with him as you walk, and we're like, damn it, feels like I farted. What the hell? And he, like, winks, so he's like, nah, I'm just that good.
Oh.
I'm that quick.
And then.
You gotta get this guy on the pod.
Yeah, dude. I was going to make a racist joke about how it was actually just promotion for the Mortal Kombat movie, and that was Nighthawk. Or no, it's Nightwolf. It's Nightwolf.
Fuck yeah.
We know who Nighthawk is.
Nighthawk was my old cat. I miss that kitty cat.
Oh, she's still alive for sure.
Oh, damn. I say that. Nighthawk is what we called Twan, too, when he used to pick up JT Burns.
Hey, Tim. Sometimes you got to put the pussy on the pedestal. We had, like, this little statue at my old house.
Yeah, dude.
And it had, like, it was like a big koi fish, I think, but it had, like, a flat, like, top to it. And for some reason, when Tim came over, we'd always pick up my cat and be like, you know what, Tim? Or you know what, Kev? Sometimes you just got to put the pussy on the pedestal. And we just put the cat on there.
Dude, we did it. Like, how was that funny to us?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That and that 70s chair.
Yeah, dude. So we had this chair, and my ex-girlfriend was so fucking proud of this chair. Like, she's like, yeah, I really like this chair. They were asking like $70 for it, and I talked them down to $60. She was super proud. This chair was the ugliest goddamn chair I've ever seen in my entire life, and it was like mustard colored. And
it was definitely yellow. Yeah,
it straight looked like it was from the set of that 70s show. So we called it that 70s chair. And that, like, whenever people came over, because you know what? I was a fucking good boyfriend. I'd be like, hey, man.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
I know this chair's ugly as fuck, but do me a favor. Will you,
act like it's cool.
Like, just maybe throw, like, a compliment. Don't be, like, super, like in your face about it, but maybe like an offhand compliment about it. And I told Mark about it. He's like, yeah, dude, I'll walk right in and be like, damn, that's a nice chair. You know what? I'd pay 70 for it, but if I could talk him down to 60, I would. I was like, Mark, you can't say that shit, dude.
Shit was so good.
Toof,
fuck,
I did,
yeah, Mark.
I did have a question. Oh, I'm sorry, we jumped right into it. Spence, do we have some tunes or anything to play today?
We do have a couple, but I want to hear what Toof has to say.
Toof, I have a question, man. We're gonna use code names because I don't wanna like out this person, so we're gonna use code names. But this guy,
I'm already out, guys. You could zoom me.
Is it the pictures I sent you guys?
He's pretty much like your typical Chad. So we're just gonna call him Chad.
Yeah, I kind of want to know too.
What is this? So this guy, where he's just your typical Chad. That's not his real name. We're just gonna real quick. All right. But this dude, he was like, he's been sleeping with underage girls for how many years, Toof?
Since he was ever, probably.
Basically since he was underage.
Probably 15 years.
Yep. Yeah. And at least a decade, easily, yeah, 15 years.
Every time he's dating someone, he's always cheating on him with younger girls, which is impossible, you would think. And he's just a piece of shit.
And he's an abuser, too.
He's an abuser, a big druggie. He'll get people jobs and like won't pay him and shit. And he's just a piece of shit. But Toof sent us some screenshots and I don't understand them at all, feel like there's something good behind it.
Yeah, I kind of need the explanation too.
I was looking for someone I used to work with at a university and I stumbled upon, I'm not their friend, so I could just see a certain amount of pictures and I was like, oh, what the fuck? I can only see like 6 pictures. And 4 of them were this conversation that they must have had with this, what were we calling him? Oh, Chad.
Chad. And who was he talking to?
A guy named Bill.
Bill.
That's also a code name.
And what was it about exactly?
Like, was he trying to bang his daughter or something? Or
I don't know if this was this guy's daughter or friend.
Like sister?
Or
yeah.
What this was. So anyway.
Where are you at?
So it just starts off, you're fucking sick, bro. And he says, what are you talking about? And the guy says, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass when I get you, you child fucker. And he says, what are you talking about? So this, what were we calling this guy? Oh, yeah, Chad.
Just call him Chad. I don't want to.
Yeah. So this Chad guy, he sends a couple of voice texts through this guy back to through Facebook.
I have one right here, actually.
Fucker right in the pussy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So this Bill guy must know this girl Chad was texting because he posts their conversation. And it says, and I don't know what the fuck this means.
None of it made sense.
I'm going to read this line for line.
Okay.
I was just wondering, LOL, for real, I need, period, and then the words RISW.
RISW. Is that code?
Yeah, somebody looked that up.
Did he mean rise?
I'm looking up RISW, Urban.
Is that like a thing?
Dictionary.
Yeah, is this like a child molester lingo?
RISW. I don't see anything.
Yeah, okay. So it can't be anything. He had to have had a typo there.
The girl sends a rainbow flag, whatever that means, and then Chad says,
I found it.
Oh.
Shout out to our listeners in the UK, Royal Institution of South Wales.
Yep, that's what he's talking about.
Yep. That's what he needs.
So the girl sends a rainbow flag, and this is what Chad says back. Well, I have a pull for that flag, LOL.
Yeah, so does that mean he's gay? Or is he saying this to the guy?
No. The guy who posted this conversation was the conversation from a girl, his friend.
Oh, okay.
So he's talking about his dick, but like him talking about the dick with the rainbow flag does kind of
that's
the
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the girl says, ha, 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 send it so it looks cool.
And I was looking at the text messages. I was wondering, how come from like about 8 to 3:30 there were no texts sent from that girl's phone? Except for on Saturday and Sunday.
Dude. Also, what's weird is he says, can you get out? I have a room like 10 minutes from town.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. What the fuck? What room?
Yeah. So he's asking her to like sneak out of her parents' house probably, right? Is that what
That's
it is?
Scary. Yeah. That's scary as fuck, dude.
The only motel around here, dude. Well, I guess it's not the only one now. Never mind. I was gonna say,
yeah, they built a nicer one, but yeah, the scary one.
Dude, there's no way he was paying for the nicer one.
Yeah.
No, that's true, dude.
There's
why did we think maybe he would be paying for the nicer
room? The room, away from town was like a tent in the woods. We can guess.
Or just the car.
Or like the back of a pickup truck.
It might have been her that had the car.
He's like, man, I have a room
once you bring it.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I used to know this place we could go to, but, you know, ever since Sean Great got convicted, they tore that fucker down.
Dude, that's pretty much how this
really
feels.
Romantic.
Dude, that feels way really Sean Great. Yeah, for sure.
So after the guy, Billy, sends that screenshot from his girlfriend, not like girlfriend, but friend girl, he says, you're dead to me, bro. It's on, man. Chad fucking says, yeah, some just stole my fucking phone, dude.
Oh, real quick.
So I think he's trying to say someone stole his phone.
I like how that's his defense. No, someone stole my phone and was texting the underage girl.
Hey, but remember that we saw that same defense before?
We've seen this exact thing play out with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
10 times, and one of them was in person.
Yes. Yeah, we watched that happen.
So then the guy says, and this is where it gets fucking awesome, where he says, someone stole my phone. He says, oh, yeah, I believe that. Your IP address will find out who it was, bub. No worries. I'm talking to her mom on the phone, you stupid fuck. God damn. I'm going to blank out his name and just say Chad.
Okay.
Chad, I'm going to have done working your ass. Knock them teeth back in your mouth. And then he says, bro, I'll show you. I have 3 kids. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're trying to make a fourth one, buddy.
Oh, man.
Is that all of it?
And then he says, I'm going to let, and I think I know who the girl's name is, or I think I know who the girl is, but he's like, I'm going to let this female know you too, you sick fuck. So hopefully he messaged that girl.
Yeah.
Dude, so that was all recent?
Actually, I don't know when this happened.
Oh. I have another transcript from his text messages when he was dumping one girl to get with another one.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Just
fuck you.
Oh, fuck yeah,
and
dude.
It is sad. So this guy, we'll just call him Chad, I guess. It does suck because every now and then he does succeed and he does sleep with these underage girls. And don't get me wrong, I hate it. It's fucked up, it's illegal, it's wrong, but I am kind of excited just to see this guy win sometimes. And so when he did this, you might hear me cheering with him because he came into the bar and told us all about it. And I don't know if it was the alcohol, but I was kind of excited also.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Okay.
I hear when you walk into his room, it's just like, this is what most people say.
That's a lot of fish.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck yeah.
Hoping that those pictures from like 10 years ago, I just went to the guy's Facebook. They were from March 21st of this year.
Oh, my God, dude. Fuck
so yeah, Chad dude. Was trying to fuck an underage girl, and he is now mid-30s, a little bit under mid-30s.
Is he older than me or is he younger than me?
He might be your age.
Yeah,
because I'm damn near 35.
Yeah, I think he's around
he's
that. Cause I think he's like 2 years. Yeah. I think he's like 2 years older than us somehow.
Yeah,
and the only, I mean, younger than me, I've been trying to fuck is Kevin, and he won't let me do it.
Hey, I told you, man.
At least he's of age.
Yeah,
you without cheating, I told you, you have to defeat me in cyberspace championship baseball, dude.
Oh my god!
I know you're fucking cheating.
I mean,
backflipping that guy.
I accidentally bought the fucking cheat codes for it.
Dude, this has nothing to do with that, but it is kind of sad. Did you guys... Never mind, this is such a dumb build-up. It's that Joe Biden, he just found out that that Corn Pop passed away. That's really the entire joke. And then this
that's
is it.
So good.
Well, I just heard the news today.
Fuck yeah.
That's it, dude. Spence, could you play it, please?
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Well, I just heard
Pop was a bad dude.
She's my life.
Oh, man. This is
very sad.
Anyone have any song parodies before we go into one of these
cases?
Yeah,
I got one.
I have one, too. I'm not going to sing it, though.
Go ahead. I'll sing mine.
And I did this on the way home by myself, driving home from work. What's her name? Michelle Branch. The song. What is it?
Thousand Miles?
Are you happy now? Is that Michelle Branch?
No. Yeah, it is Michelle Branch. It's
I don't remember what other song she sings.
It's something with you in the word a lot, in the song a lot, but I just kept saying toof. And I was legit. I think it's
Everywhere?
Yeah, Everywhere to You. That one.
Oh, that's a good song.
And I literally just kept saying toof, and I was by myself in the car.
Fuck yeah. Thanks, man.
You want to sing us a little bit of how that goes there?
And absolutely not.
I've got a song parody,
Daniel's
Kevin. I'll sing it.
On the social?
I haven't checked my thing in a while. I got to get on there.
He asked if we could do the old guitar outro.
Oh, shit. If I can find it, I'll throw it on here somewhere.
All right.
I don't even remember what it is. Yeah, but I'll try and find it. Interesting.
Kev, I will sing you a song parody, but I need you to clap along.
But our timing isn't going to be lined up.
Hell yeah, just clap, buddy.
Okay.
It'll be... Corn Pop, bop, Corn Pop, he's a bad dude, Corn Pop, I'm President Corn Pop, he beat my ass, Corn Pop, Corn Pop, he was black.
Hashtag Wildman.
Damn, it's
just...
True international effort to pressure.
We have a few more sound effects for listeners. So everybody needs to remember, if you sign up on brotherscommon.place, which is our own social media site,
for sure
you can request a sound effect here in the podcast. All you have to do is do @Spence and tell me what you want. And
How do you get to brotherscommon.place?
Don't speak of him. Brotherscommon.place.
Through what app did you have me download before? It was like...
Oh, on Android, a really good one is Tusky.
Tusky, that's it.
Yes.
You know, be a Tusky.
And then for your host name in Tusky, you just do brotherscommon.place.
Is that the fucking 10 things I hate about you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, so Valen... wanted everybody to know that
I even painted my face for you hoes.
Fuck yeah.
Hell
fuck
yes. Yeah, dude.
A little wisdom from the clown posse.
Andrew just
hell
came.
Yes.
Kazaa was talking about some interesting...
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Dude, so good.
I love it. I love the bush.
And the rumor is Brothers Commonplace has a Patreon.
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie, he left a voicemail, dude, that was like, I needed it. It was really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a super good one.
We should talk about it.
Super nice of him. Hashtag wild man, brother.
Yeah, we should talk about it.
Kazaa's been bringing it. Absolutely. Yeah,
he's been killing it.
Australian Daniel wanted us to clarify on
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Oh, I fucking love it so much.
Hell yes.
Maybe the next time we do a horror story, that could come in handy.
Oh, I hope fuck. So, dude.
Dude, Jesus.
I was going to say, speaking of Australian Daniel, when I come over to get the Australian gift snacks he sent.
Yes.
Can you, Daniel, can you lay naked and put the snacks all over you? Like, I don't know, do they do it like naked Asian girl sushis where they eat the little things off their naked body?
Yeah, but all you're going to come in the room and be like, well, I see you sitting there naked. Where's all the candy? And then I wink at you and I say, well, Deshaun Watson's masseuse is nowhere it's at.
You just farted out dude. Like that girl with the hot dogs.
I know that's fucked up. So I'm sorry, but how it just all the where they're like, yeah, he grabbed my hands and kept trying to get me to like, he kept trying to put my hands in his ass. It's like, oh, come on, dude.
Do you remember coming out of college? Debo Samuel. What the fuck? Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah, he got. Yeah, Debo. He got knocked out by that brick, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's dead now too.
He said coming out of college that Deshaun Watson was going to be the next Michael Jordan. Well, he was kind of right. He's number 23.
Oh,
in sexual
too.
Cases against
got him.
I like that, dude. Song parody.
You see Dwayne Wade bought like part of the Jazz?
Oh, yeah, no. Something like that. I didn't look too deep into it, but yeah.
But part of the Jazz. Why did he buy part of the Heat?
Probably because they
too
actually,
expensive,
yeah.
Dude.
The Heat's good.
I have no idea,
dude. So he can be the only black person in Utah.
I was really getting ready to make a dude. When I want to know when the like the most recent time in Utah that they booed a black player for getting the ball.
Oh, dude, it was this.
Oh,
do you remember
dude,
this
dude? The fucking eye with his kids. Fucking
Derek Fisher.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. We talked about it.
Dude, so good,
Derek
Fuck
Fisher,
you.
Dude.
Yeah.
Isn't that so fucked up that Utah was
it's
just
fucked
like
up.
Literally all white, entire white arena and just boos when the fucking, I mean, Larry Bird was probably a legend there and didn't even fucking play there, dude. Wally Zerbiak
never got a foul called against him.
Wally Zerbiak goes in, gets 4.6 points a game and gets standing ovations.
MVP, MVP.
Dude, when we went to the Cavs game, we had four white guys in the starting five. So the fact that we held on as long as we did, that's
dude,
a W
good.
In my book.
It was a close game. It was a close game.
Capital W for white, because we shouldn't have even been in that game.
No, fuck no. They could have had you guys out there.
So do you want to talk about more about the Cavs game, or you want to do the song parody?
Real quick.
Okay.
Butthole son. Won't you come and clean your fucking room, butthole son? That's it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He won't clean his fucking room, dude.
Dude, I mean,
fucking,
he's
being
enough
a
now.
Butthole.
Yeah. He's big enough now. He should be cleaning his fucking room.
Hey, maybe you should. This is kind of gross. Why? Maybe you should eat his mom's pussy out and then be like, hey, if you're not going to clean your room, I guess I'll clean the womb.
Holy shit, Jesus, wow. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was going to say something that you're not going to do anyway, but I just would stop letting him go to the Klan rallies. Like,
I mean, I can't, dude. That's really the only thing he looks forward to.
I know, that's true.
He's like,
hey, I mean, he has to look forward to it. He's the leader.
Like how we make all these jokes about my son being like the most racist guy in the world. He's just
he's the new Andrew.
It literally turned from Andrew to him. It really did. We still do it with Andrew too, though.
Let me tell you about this thing that happened. This is from NBCDFW.com from December of 2019. Las Colinas grandmother murdered by cable man. But I'm pretty sure it was an Asian gang or something.
Pretty sure they were Asian.
Let's see here. There are new details into the murder. She was 83 years old.
Damn.
How do you fucking murder an 83-year-old grandmother?
Yeah, like life's going to do that in like 15 minutes. Yeah.
He's like, they're like, yeah, he actually broke into the house to kill her earlier, but she was at the Grand Canyon on her fucking hover round again.
go, my hover round.
Oh, God. Hey, what about the lady in the life support commercial or life alert who's clearly reading off the paper? She's like, when I fell down and there was no one there for me, life alert was there for me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All senior citizens should have
life alert.
this cable man broke into an 83-year-old grandmother's house and murdered her. The suspect was James Holden Jr.
James Holden.
Seems like he's going to be holding himself the death penalty after this one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, this dude, one of the neighbors referred to this lady as the perfect neighbor. She was just like super, she's just like a grandma, just a super nice grandmother. And the family, they're like, well, where the hell's grandma at? She's not here at the Christmas party. Like, this dude murdered her around Christmas. That's how her family found out.
I thought you were headed for a joke.
Damn, no, that's how the family found out. They're having a Christmas party. She wasn't there. So her son-in-law.
So they didn't get any knitted sweatshirts.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, this motherfucker stole all the homemade sweaters and shit. Yeah. That's how they caught him. They found this dude walking down the street with homemade mittens and shitty sweaters on.
He's dressed as Santa and like in his fucking bag is just knitted sweatshirts and Werther's original.
Yeah, dude. In season one of Monk.
Oh, wait, he robbed my house too.
Here, let me get this song parody out of the way before I forget.
Okay,
let's just kill old people. Gonna kill old people. Gotta know when to fold 'em.
What the?
His name was Hold'em.
Okay. Oh, God. Damn, Toof, that was cold. You want to apologize? Because this is a sweet, beautiful woman.
Yeah, Toof, we haven't cracked jokes about her at all.
I'm proud of my art.
So, here's how they found out. Surveillance cameras led them to find this dude because they said he used her debit card hours after her murder, which is like,
God,
you got to know they're going to fucking track that shit.
Dude, I might see an Unseen No Evil here soon. That show's cool as fuck.
And she had a Ring doorbell.
Oh.
So they had the fucking camera and shit.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck.
And
so this guy's just a scummy idiot?
Dude, they found him later that day because, later that night because he was wearing the same shit that he went into her house with. So he's on camera going into her house with this stuff. And then at the gas station or store later. He's been in this house before. He was a cable guy, but he just broke in there. He wasn't working. So it's not like he went in there as a cable guy to fix anything. He just was like, oh, I've been here before. Let's break in and murder this lady.
Oh,
I have no idea why. It's super sad. They also noted down here. It's like, well, after Holden was arrested, Spectrum did fire him. Well, I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, man.
I hope they didn't that's only strike one.
So. We'll wait till he gets out.
Now, if it was Comcast.
Yeah, do they fucking murder you before, as soon as you sign up for that shit, dude?
Actually, fuck, if it was Comcast, they probably send him to murder her.
Dude, I mean, it sounds bad. Would it have been a better idea just to murder her when he went in there to fix the cable?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He went back just as he's like, I'm fucking off work today. So let's kill some time. And by time, I mean an old fucking lovable grandmother.
And if you're going to work as a cable guy and let's just say he was scoping the best houses to rob, this is it, dude. What, did you fucking blow your load and just do the first house you got to?
Well, I have some good news. I did. We have a lot of I got a lot of coupons out of this. So that's cool.
He left with a fucking backpack full of Werther's.
Unfortunately, they all expired in 1983.
But he takes her fucking tin of fucking, it looks like a tin of cookies, and he shakes it, and he's like, holy fuck, there's a ton of change in here. And when he gets back to his house, he opens it, and it's just buttons.
Sewing supplies and buttons. Let me see the date on this. Yep, so I'm just going to guess he also got a Trump hat out of this.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Some fucking Trump stickers, dude.
Almost worth it. Almost worth it.
So before I forget, I talked about this on the Patreon, but people like hearing about the fucking losers I work with. There's this guy. I've talked about him. This is, I've talked about this dude plenty of times. He's Good Morning, You Mongrels. This guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Drug dealer, has three phones. He's a convicted rapist. Mm. He's just a fucking loser. But now he has a bad leg, which I don't doubt. But now it's
well deserved.
Yeah. Anytime he gets up, he goes,
Dude,
it's
I hope
every step.
I hope every time he gets up, he's getting raped by a demon.
Yeah. Dude, we were in the other room, and we were like, dude, it really just sounds like he's getting ass fucked. Yeah. And it's like, he's a rapist.
Well
so
deserved.
Like,
well deserved once again.
And he's like fucking yelling and shit. And now at lunch, he can't sit in the chairs, he said.
Oh,
it hurts him to get up.
He's getting raped by a demon. He's getting raped by a demon.
Dude, he brings a stepladder with him and sits on top of the stepladder at the fucking table.
What?
Dude.
Wait,
what? How is that better?
Dude, yeah. I swear to God, so he limps everywhere he goes. He yells as loud as he can with every step. Yeah. The other day, I swear to God, the break room door was open, and I saw him come crip walking out of it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I was like, fucking kidding me, dude?
What if he crip walks out, turns around, winks at you, says, Kev, ladder match.
Oh, my God, dude. And I yell, how about bladder match, and I piss all over him.
Real quick, is the stepladder foldable or like a solid plastic one?
It's like an aluminum one.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a decently high.
Like, how is that one? How's that better?
I don't know. He's a fucking idiot, dude. And today they were talking because there's four new guys that started. Three of them are rapists or child molesters. The fourth one I haven't looked up yet, but I'm going to guess.
He's going to be a rapist or a child. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And they're talking
man.
Because the fourth one isn't at work anymore. And they said, they're like, man, this can't believe, man. It's bullshit. He got arrested. They're like, what? He got arrested? He's like, yeah, he was sitting on the couch because they're all at a halfway house. Mm-hmm. He's like, he was sitting on the couch and the guy was sitting too close to him, I guess. So he picked him up and moved him. And they arrested him for 30 days. And like, man, that's some bullshit. It's like, well, dude, he's a fucking child molester. He shouldn't be grabbing and touching anyone.
Yeah.
But, and then one of the rapists, I don't know why he said that. They're talking about someone. He's like, yeah, isn't that guy gay? He's like, yeah, well, you know what they say? You can't unsuck a dick. And then they both laughed. Who the fuck says that?
I cannot wait. Dude, I can't wait till they all fucking just go together and just rape Andrew.
Dude, how the, like,
say,
how?
69, dude! No, you're
a mile! Oh, yeah.
But, dude, this Andrew's is a conversation between a couple of rapists. Like, yeah, well, you know what they say, you can't unsuck a dick, and then they both laugh. It's like, dude,
like,
none of you should be talking about any of this stuff.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't even be here.
Dude, you should just, like, go undercover as a corrections officer and just report all these guys. Dude. Yeah, they never learn their lesson. Take them back.
Dude, you should Dexter those motherfuckers.
Dude, one of them has a fucking scorpion tattooed on his neck and the word revenge tattooed on him. Dude, he's a fucking child molester. What revenge?
Yeah, what I know this guy. He has a little bit, like, longer hair. You need to pull up his mullet, Kev, because it says WCW versus NWO above it.
He actually looks 100% like Avery Johnson, dude.
I'm not sure who that is.
Wait, is... Oh, okay.
The coach?
Dude. Yeah, but, like...
He looks at... Here, I'll share my screen,
same,
dude.
Same skin and everything?
Actually, Avery Johnson just looks like fucking Andrew Wiggins a little bit, too.
Okay, so actually, now we're talking about a black person. Okay.
Yeah, it is a black person. But it's a dude who has a scorpion
dude,
tattooed on his
neck. Does
he
have a smile? Does he have the same smile as Wiggins?
I don't know if this guy smiles,
this guy
dude.
Does he have teeth?
I don't think he smiles because I haven't witnessed him raping yet. So...
dude, wait a minute. If this guy has a WCW versus NWO revenge tattoo a scorpion tattoo, is he Sting?
In Wiggins' smile.
Dude. He doesn't.
Dude, he already, if he has Wiggins' smile.
I did not see this tattoo, but his inmate page does say on his arm he has an archer. So I don't know if that means like a fucking dude with a bow and arrow or like the fucking soldier Gorgonite archer or what.
He just likes the
cartoon
show
spy
archer. Yeah,
who knows?
This is why you have ants.
Oh my God,
leave
dude,
the
what
guy
if it
alone.
Is the Gorgonite?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Oh, what you drinking there, Kev Dog?
Corona.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Yeah, he's been you know, talking about Fast and Furious there for a while.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about Vindicated, but it's like it's Joe Biden?
Fuck yeah.
And he's like, it's like, hope, dangles on a 6-foot chain.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Gonna put you all back in chains.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Corn pop for luck. Corn pop.
I fucking love corn pop, dude.
I mean, corn pop should have won the election. But the thing is,
corn pop.
Corn pop wasn't in the election. It should have been.
This has nothing to do with corn pop or Joe Biden, but what about you fuck my ass on a Saturday night, boom, 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 some melodies digging in, fucking tired. Oh yeah, everybody gonna fuck my ass. Oh, wait, everybody gonna fuck it in.
Start that first part again. I'll
sucking
a
dick on a Saturday night, boom, 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 boom. Get down, everybody gonna fuck my ass, lube up. What is that? That's a Kiss song, but I don't remember it. What did you ask me to do, Toof?
I was going to add in, but it's too late now.
Fucking my ass on a Saturday night. Boom, ba doo boom. Boodle doo doo.
A Monday morning, I'm limping around the break room.
Oh, yeah, gonna fucking crip walk out. Oh, no, someone saw me, so I yell like I got fucked in the ass.
That's the real reason.
Step ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Teenagers jailed for life for samurai sword murder of factory supervisor.
Okay.
Hashtag wild, man. Real quick.
I think I got my swagger back.
All righty. So this is from theguardian.com. I don't know when this article came out. Two teenagers who murdered a factory supervisor by stabbing him more than 100 times with a samurai sword.
Oh!
Why? Not to, like, it sucks this guy got murdered, but holy shit, dude. These kids had to have been training.
That's
fucking 100 stabs.
They must have a high dexterity.
Dude, they could probably do 1,000 squats.
They might have gone forward and watched that Mortal Kombat movie before we did.
Hell yeah.
It's probably necessary for that kind of feat.
Dude, this poor dude, he was a 53-year-old. His name's Robert Wilson. CCTV footage played in court on Wednesday showed how Robert Wilson, 53, was investigating youths hanging around outside the Thornton and Ross pharmaceutical plant in Huddersfield when he was attacked by Kyron Earnshaw, who was 18, and Luke Gogroger, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, who is 16.
I hope so.
And they both passed a 50-centimeter sword between them. I guess they would just pass it back. It's like the scene, like in Scary Movie 2 at the fucking cinema, but it's just two kids. And after every stab, they yell, Jackie Chan movie! No, this isn't funny. This is sad.
Yeah, it sucks,
This dude's a fucking hero. He tried to get these kids to quit fucking around and just investigating what the hell is going on, and they killed them.
Wait, so since it says factory worker, were they all working in the factory together, or
no?
That's just what the guy's description was.
Those idiot kids killed him because he was like the security. It was a security guard.
He was a supervisor at the factory. These kids were just fucking around outside, like a pharmacy.
Okay.
You best believe I'm drop kicking both of you douchebags. You try to come at me.
Yeah, fuck these losers. Dude, the one guy's mustache is like only the corner of the lips.
Oh, then fuck you, idiot.
Yeah, these guys look like fucking losers, dude. Audio recorded from Wilson's phone call to security captured Gogroger, who was 15 at the time, shouting, "Get his head. I want to cut his head."
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What a fucking psychopath, dude.
Shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He should move to Iran.
Oh, could have joined ISIS, dude.
There you go.
I'm still. What about the girls that are like, well, let's go fucking. We should go marry some of the guys in ISIS. Then immediately want to come back. And
yeah.
They can't.
Yeah. Didn't they get killed and shit?
Could I come back? It's like, hey, you know the Bo Bergdahl deal? Could you somehow throw me in that deal? Get me fucking out of here.
Wait. So did these guys just stab him a bunch, then leave him behind?
We're getting there.
It kind of sounds like they're Tom Hanks to me, because they left Wilson behind.
Oh, man.
So the prosecutor's name is Peter Makepeace, which is pretty fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He told Leeds Crown Court that Earnshaw started the attack after producing the blue sword from inside his tracksuit. A blue sword. This is Mall Ninja shit, guys.
These are like Russians.
Yeah.
So he pulls it out of his fucking Adidas tracksuit.
Oh, fuck. Not to be trifled with.
And then he started raining blows on Wilson. The younger teenager was heard repeatedly shouting, "Pass me the shank, pass me the shank."
Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
my God.
That's not even
dude.
A shank. It's a fucking sword, you douche.
Yeah, dude. After multiple blows and kicks to Wilson, Earnshaw passed the sword to Gawkroger, who can be identified after. Oh, my God, dude. These are the fucking greatest names. Mr. Justice Lavender.
Fuck yeah. What did the prosecutor, Meta World Peace, have to say about it?
Oh, dude.
Make Peace said the pair paused at one point to catch their breath, and then they rifled through his pockets and his coat. It's like they took a break to fucking rob him. The prosecutor said that after it, they resumed the attack. Earnshaw and Gawkroger together holding the sword and crouching to the upper body then seemed to make a concerted effort to saw the head off from the shoulders.
Jesus.
Both then jointly stabbed the upper body.
What the hell?
Police who arrived at the scene reported seeing one of the pair using the sword in a sawing motion on the neck of the deceased as if trying to detach the head from the body. These kids were fucking 15. One of them was 15 at the time, dude.
Jesus. Fucking video games, man.
Dude,
making these kids crazy.
It could be, too.
They're like, why did you do this? And he's like, Frogger.
Fuck yeah.
That's why I've killed people, yeah.
So what about the prosecutor? He's like, well, I know the kind of justice I'm going to have to give to you. Or what the fuck was his name?
Mr. Justice Lavender.
Justice Lavender, he's like, I know how to punish these kids. And he starts punching them while singing Prince songs, and he calls it Purple Pain.
Oh, all right, yeah. I'm okay with that.
I was
going
to say he made him take a bath with Epsom salt.
Yeah.
So the judge sentenced Earnshaw. There's another guy involved, too. I don't know exactly what he did. But they got a minimum of 22 years and 16 years, and then... the other guy got 8 months, I think.
Like, see, this is the kind of thing I kind of hate about sentences. Like, I mean, if you're caught killing someone, just make it a death sentence, dude. Fuck these people.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Makepeace said the defendants were seen taking tablets that they washed down with vodka and other alcohol as they hung around Huddersfield with friends before the incident in January. He said that after his arrest, Earnshaw's speech was slurred, asking why he had been arrested and complaining of police harassment. Hey, why did I get arrested? What the hell's this about?
There's blood all over my clothes, and I'm holding some guy's head.
Also,
why'd I get arrested?
He had done cocaine and tranquilizer.
Oh, what the fuck does that even do?
Yeah. They also found on his possession something that is an artificial substance similar to Xanax. I can't pronounce it, so.
Ibuprofen.
It was ibuprofen. it was also, what's that? I can't, Pepto.
Twizzlers.
Leeds Crown Court heard that Wilson was married. So this dude was married. He had two children. They were grown up. But his wife, Elaine, told the court his death was completely incomprehensible. Like, how on earth have we come to this and why?
Yeah,
she said she was sickened to receive a letter from one of the defendants saying that it was the worst night of my life and I'm sorry.
That kind of sucks that he sent her that letter, honestly.
Yeah. Can I just say that, you know, personally, this was the worst night of my life.
Yeah.
Imagine like, getting that letter.
Like, maybe don't send that to her because I feel like that's just where, hey, he's dead. Worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's fucked up. The judge told him, you ended his life and you brought lifelong misery and grief to his wife, his two stepchildren, and his other family and friends. Both of these teenagers had committed offenses of violence in the past. And there's also one of these kids fucking stabbed a student twice in the stomach with a knife before.
Like before this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, kill this fucking idiot.
Yeah, it happened at school. But yeah, so that's... That's a story.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That's the end of that one.
Mm.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's
what,
sad.
What year was this?
I don't know. I exited out of it. I forget.
Oh, okay.
1974.
What year is it? Kev Dog.
Yo.
My blue car, it went to the people, your peeps across the street.
Oh.
It did.
Hell yeah. They come and tow it for you, don't they?
I took it to them. Got more money that way.
Well. Yeah. It's like the same name, but they're like actually separate companies.
Are they really?
But, that's weird.
Although one time they made us go over there and fucking clean it.
Clean out the back seats.
Is there a chance, though, that you guys end up on your conveyor belt finding the Juggalo barista that he lost?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
It is funny the amount of Hatchet Man things we found.
Dude.
Like, there's three real Juggalos, me, Alex, and Andrew, and each one of us have found a Hatchet Man necklace.
Dude, so good.
How cool would it be that those are just Andrew's victims?
Well, that's well, they keep scrapping my brother's cars, dude. So,
dude, I want like Andrew to be like that Jet Li movie where he goes around killing Juggalos to become the one.
Oh my god, dude! Hell yeah, that'd be awesome.
Eventually, we all just die.
Yeah, dude. Hunting losers to be stronger. You'll never
hey,
get
watch
me.
Out, and then watch out, Chad.
He eventually has to kill himself.
He misread. He got confused. And that makes me even stronger now.
You're almost to level 9,000.
The Cavs game. I want to talk a little bit more.
Let's talk about it.
So, me and Kevin respect COVID protocols. You know, we may not possibly agree with it sometimes, but we respect what people want to do with their business.
Yeah, like,
so
I don't complain about wearing a mask at all. Like, everyone hates, like, no one likes wearing them. I have to wear them all day, like, 11, 12 hours a day. It's annoying. No one enjoys it. But, like, I have a guy
at
work,
Kevin,
who's like,
do you wear a mask or?
Is that a gator? You can't come in here with that. But we have a guy at work who's like, man, I'm so mad. I was at Walmart last night and they told me they wouldn't serve me because I didn't have a mask on. And I said, you know what? I'm going to speak to the manager. I'm like, dude.
They're going to do the getting, same thing, dude.
I'm like, dude, getting upset at the guy who's fucking shaving the deli meat down, I really don't think, like, he has a whole lot of pull in this, dude.
He might have some pulled pork,
but he don't have any pull in this, dude. Everyone's just following fucking protocol and law. It says on the front door, like, hey, like, you have to wear one in here. And I get it if you don't want to. Like, they're annoying and they suck. But don't take it out on people making like minimum wage and shit and be an asshole to them when they have zero say in it. And then what sucks is like if you go into Kroger, because I always see people in Kroger not wearing it and like no one says anything, even though they always threaten fines and shit. But it's like the workers there, like the guy fucking stocking bread, they tell them like, hey, if you see someone without a mask, you have to tell them to leave or put a mask on so we don't get like fined or shut down.
Yeah.
It's like you're putting all this pressure on like a 16-year-old kid because you just want to be an asshole. And then you take it out on him when he when you don't wear it. You know, it's like, dude, you really think this kid wants to fucking say anything to you about it?
They don't at all. No, I agree with that completely.
Like I was at Five Guys and they were super nice and they were fucking slammed. And this guy comes in, he doesn't have one. And they have the box of masks at the door when you walk in. Like, oh, excuse me, sir, if it's not a problem, could you please grab one of those masks? And he's like, actually, it is a problem. It's like, this kid is like a fucking 17-year-old kid flipping like 30 burgers. Shut the fuck up. Like, go somewhere else then. They were like, well, then you can't eat here. He just straight shut him down, dude. This kid. Well, then you can't eat here.
That's
I was like,
well,
fuck yeah. Because you know he's heard that 100 times a day. Yeah.
Dude, what if the guy just grabs the peanuts and starts eating them?
That'd be awesome, dude. Like, no, you put that back. Put it back.
Come and stop me.
Yeah.
All right, so let me paint the picture.
Yeah, paint it,
baby. We get to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and we go inside. We go through, like, a little side thing for the metal detector, and a guy comes up, excuse me, sir, you can't wear that there to Kevin. He's like, do you have another mask by chance? Kevin's wearing the neck gaiters, like, you know, the thing that goes around your neck. Mm. Good quality, pretty thick, actually. He's wearing it. He's like, okay, no, I don't got another mask. He's like, oh, here's this one. And, you know, it's the cheapest light blue ones that you see everywhere.
Yeah, those suck, yeah.
That is what he hands to Kevin, which I'm like, I don't want to argue what blocks out more. Dude, yeah.
Because this is what makes no sense. There was like a year ago where they're like, if anyone doesn't know what the Gator ones are, they're like, people like, you see a lot of like military people wearing them in like dust storms and shit. They're just the ones that like you put over your head and then like go down your neck and you can pull it up to like your nose. Like you look like a fucking ninja. You look badass.
Yeah. It's like a scarf bandana thing.
Yeah. Everyone wears them, but there's like people that just started like websites that are like, these are bad. They don't help at all. Which is like
there's no, like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense.
There's like articles that are like, these are worse than not wearing a mask, which is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's people that wear just the shield, the clear shield.
And that's
there's
nothing.
Like nothing preventing.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's people with that at it that are allowed. But I mean, like, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. I was like, he just gave me one. I was like, yeah, that's no problem.
But still, like, I want to get on that. Like,
it makes no
sense.
So
your Gator would be unacceptable. So if you wore a clear face shield, they're like, oh my God, sir, thank you. You're so brave for wearing the fucking shield and you're so protected.
The air that's like, coming through the goddamn bottom of it.
And aren't they even saying that it's fucking two, you should wear two masks? So like, yeah, the fuck? So what's the difference between one mask and a Gator then?
I'm sending you guys a snap of the one I have.
I have a Browns one and I accidentally stepped on it, but.
Like, why would that not be allowed? Like, how is that worse than not wearing one?
So we go in, and we go to our seats, and we see two guys eating, sitting down. Like, it's all spaced out there. Like, me and Kevin had a whole row next to us and a whole row behind us of no one. Mm. Like, it was, like, literally roped off. So, you're like, you're pretty spaced out far, pretty fucking far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like...
I have a picture of it, of where we sat. There's literally no one around you. Like... The closest people are like 10 feet away besides who you came with.
Yeah.
So I don't want to turn this into too much of a race issue, but it's how I felt. Okay. So down, like we were the first row, but like there's like a concrete floor seating below us, like 5 feet below our heads. Mm. And there is two black guys with the mask around their chin, and they were eating food.
They're
and
eating fucking chicken wings.
Mm. Yeah, they're eating chicken wings.
Masks all the way down, eating chicken wings, and the lady told us.
Yeah, so I was like telling Kevin, I was like, dude, that's how we don't wear our masks. We just keep eating food. We're good. So we go and get food. We sit down. We start eating. She comes up to us. Put your mask on. I was like, oh, no, we're eating. We're eating right now.
I'm holding a piece of pizza, dude. Mm.
Yeah. I'm chewing fries, and she says, put your mask on in between bites.
Yeah, she's like, she pretended she was eating. She's like, take a bite, put the mask on, chew. While this is going on, there's a family down, like, literally next to her eating fucking chicken wings, dude.
That's what you
call it. Not even having a mask on. During the Pledge of Allegiance, or the National Anthem, I mean, everyone's standing up except the one guy there eating the fucking chicken wings during it.
Yeah. Wow. No mask, eating chicken wings. And they kept coming to us and every now and then. I was like, put your mask on. Make sure you put your mask on during chews.
And they would.
And I'm like, I'm eating fries. It takes one chew and then I'm eating another one.
They would hold a sign up to us that says, please wear your mask. She would just stare at us and hold it up.
Jesus Christ.
And she's like a foot away from us holding a sign to our face.
Yeah, I would have left.
Ignoring the people eating the fucking wings in front.
I would have gotten on the left. That's so unfair.
I didn't think of it as a race thing. Like I didn't.
We were the only white ones.
I didn't think of it that way, but we were the only white ones right there, and she did keep only coming to us.
Yeah.
But it was like, dude, at least make that fucker stand up and eat the chicken wings during the fucking national anthem. If he can eat those, he better fucking stand, dude. I'm just upset we didn't get the Arby's fries, to be honest.
Yeah, so if any team misses two free throws in a row, you get free Arby's fries. Dude, we kept chanting that all
game. It had to be the away team.
Oh, it was the away team? Yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, okay.
They had to miss two free throws in a row, and everyone got a free small Arby's fries. But it's like you would have to download something and then go to the Arby's. So it's like no one's going to fucking do this shit.
Yeah.
But it was the only thing we got excited for. And since it's so quiet, anything you said, everyone heard. Mm. So as soon as there is a foul, we always go, Arby's.
Dude, we kept saying, like, put Steven Adams in. We want him to give us fries.
Foul Steven Adams. We want those fucking Arby's. It's like a $1.50, whatever the fuck a small curly fries is.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to say about the Cavs game, and it's about the players. We went because I wanted to see Zion, and seeing Zion was cool. Yeah. He really moved strong and effortlessly. Yeah.
He almost had 40. I think he had 36. 38.
Yeah, 36, 37, something like that.
He's going to be great.
Yeah. The other one is I loved him, and I understand why he's doing what he's doing, but fuck Kevin Love.
Yeah, dude, sucks, yeah.
They played Delly and Love for so long, dude. And it was like, all right, this is what sucks. Our best players, like Darius Garland, didn't play.
Colin Sexton
didn't play.
Yeah.
Larry Nance didn't play. Jared Allen didn't play. Mm. They played a guy they signed to a 10-day the day before. Yeah. It's like, so weird.
Dude, he played over Delly or Seti Osman. He played before Seti on the game.
I mean, dude, Seti sucks. So, I mean, I kind of agree with that.
I will say Osman didn't play a horrible game. He had a couple mistakes that pissed me off, but he played a decent game.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
We got to watch the tall white dude, Frankenstein, bring the ball up the court for some reason and immediately lose it. We're like, why the fuck did he bring it up, dude?
Why the fuck was he bringing it up?
Yeah.
A 7-foot dude.
But this is
sent you guys that snap of him missing that breaking layups in practice.
Yeah, it's just so funny.
Oh, dude,
so
we were watching him play, just practice alone on the court. He missed every fucking layup. We're like, dude, you're seven feet tall.
Like,
dude,
Tim, I wish I would have had video of this, but he stood in the corner and started shooting threes.
Fuck yeah.
And he started shooting ones where like he was like doing like a Dirk, like one-legged shot.
Oh my God, hashtag wild man.
He was like 0-for-9. He hit his last one.
We were like,
why
the fuck would you ever need to take this shot? It was a one-footed fading three. He's a 7-footer who's airballing layups in practice. We're like, dude, why are you fucking practicing this shot?
Fucking
So
he's basically just Ryan Hollins.
I don't have the stat box on me, but Dean Wade, he's fucking
good.
Tearing
Did he have, like,
it up.
20 or something like that. Here we go. Sure,
yeah, I think him and Okoro had 22. Okoro
had a career
he's
high.
A rookie, yeah.
So did Dean Wade. I got their numbers right here. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Okoro, he was 6-for-10 on field goals, 2-for-4 on threes. Okay. Remember these numbers. Dean Wade was 5-for-8 on threes. All right, so 2-for-4, 5-for-8. Pretty good on threes.
Yeah, so 50% and 60, whatever.
There was like a minute left where we were down by two or three at a time. Mm. Each time, they fucking ran a play, not for those two, but they ran plays for Kevin Love and Delly. Now listen to this. Kevin Love, 5-for-14 on three. He took 14 fucking threes and made five.
Yeah.
Dude, here's what makes me mad. He only took 15 shots.
No, he took 17.
He took 17. Yeah. So almost all of his shots were threes.
Yeah. He doesn't go into the fucking paint.
Can't you just be old Kevin Love for a little while?
Dude,
sorry.
Delly, go to the goddamn paint.
Delly took 6 threes, made 1. Yeah. And then our bench took 8 threes, made 0. So the only two guys that were making threes, they didn't even get any shots when the game mattered.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they even touched the ball, honestly. It seems like Delly just gave it to Kevin Love, and dude, this is what pissed me off about Kevin Love, those threes.
It's not 2016 anymore.
He would pump fake, the guy wouldn't move and just stand right in his face, and then he'd just shoot it in his face and be like, you're just shooting a contested three, you're just pass it and get it back.
I'm pretty sure he started off like maybe 2-for-2 on threes. Like, he hit all of his threes early as fuck on, and then he just missed like 8 in a row.
I gotta pee.
Dude, the funny thing I was gonna say about Kevin Love is like he played like someone asked the coach to like cover in for the high school team.
Yeah.
Like, hey coach, we're missing a player. Can you play? He's like, all right, boys, you know I'm old, so I ain't gonna play defense, but I'll walk around and play a little
bit. Come on, hey dad, we only got 9 players today. You wanna step in?
You know I got bad knees.
Real quick before we go, let's give a shout out right now to Haley Porter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She's been a listener and supporter of the show for a long time. She's like one of the first people I remember reaching out to us on social media.
Years
but
and
she
years.
Just sent us a picture of like a Juggalo where it says the hard times. And then it has a Juggalo on it. And it's just like, oh, it's so good. Juggalo Elder knows over 1,000 uses for Faygo.
And they're half for sex.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yes.
Good shit. All right. Well, to all the listeners out there, you're probably wondering, like, how do we afford all of this stuff that we use to make the podcast? You know, there's a lot of equipment involved, and I'll tell you.
This in here is worth a lot of money. Everything I got's worth a lot of money.
That's fuck shit, yeah. Dude.
So, if you want to help us support this podcast, you should check us out on Patreon, where we've got three levels, $1, $5, $10. And you get the same thing for every level, which is bonus episodes of the Dirty Dog Podcast and all kinds of
shout
outs.
Well, they don't get exactly the same thing. The more you donate, the more we love
That's
you.
That's true. You get more of our love that way.
Yes.
And more of our... Never mind. So... So you should do that. You should also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of the above. Maybe even see if you can get into the Ass Hive, although it's kind of hard these days.
That is true.
Also sign up at our own social media, brotherscommon.place, and check out the email address, brotherscommonplace@gmail.com, and of course the official website, thebrotherscommonplace.com. where you can find links to all of the above. And also, there's our threadless shop, brotherscommonplace.threadless.com, where you can buy all kinds of coffee mugs and hoodies and t-shirts and mouse pads and, I don't know, probably vibrators and shit.
No, that'd be awesome, dude.
Branded with Brothers Commonplace and all of our Bigfoot swag. Yeah, we should have Brothers Commonplace vibrators.
That'd be cool.
I mean, I have them, but like I haven't put them out there for sale or not.
Yeah, they're not for sale yet. Yeah.
The Brothers Come In Place.
Oh, yeah. I know the place I like to come into.
That back door.
I mean, two should be the Brothers Come In Socks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Coming in your back door.
Coming in my sock.
Come in my sock.
Coming in my sock.
Yeah. Hey, Toof, I see a lot of cups and stuff back there. You wouldn't happen to have any jugs full of piss, would you?
No, dude. Since me and Cassie had our little tiff.
Wait a minute. I don't believe for a second she got mad at you for pissing in jugs as a grown-ass man and fucking hiding a story on the TV.
Dude, all right. I wouldn't think
any girlfriend would do that, honestly.
No. What would there be to
so,
be done,
you know our other Spencer friend?
Uh-huh.
No.
I was playing GTA with him, and he plays with a work friend, and he pisses in his trash can.
That's disgusting, dude.
And I was like, wait, what?
You guys know there are bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
playing games at.
Is there a bag in it? And he's like, yeah, man, I got that industrial strength bag, like the nice ones. And I was like, and you piss in it. And he's like, hell yeah. He starts laughing. I was like, honestly, coming from me, you're disgusting. Dude, at least I keep a lid on mine.
Dude, I'll dump out liquid. Like if it's a pop that I didn't fully drink, I'll dump that out before I put it into a trash can.
Oh, yeah.
I went down to get me a cold pop.
I got bronchitis.
Was that a cold pop or a...
And corn pop was a bad dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck
we'll
yeah.
We'll never know.
Oh, yes. Shout out to everyone that's listening to the show and sharing with their friends. If you haven't shared the show with your friends, do it. That'd really help us out. That'd be super cool, super nice. And also, like Spence said, we have Patreon. We'll give you shout outs and bonus episodes and all that fun stuff. Shout out to everyone in the Ass Hive. I always look at the pictures and watch the videos. And they're really good stuff. I look forward to them. And shout out to our Bash Brothers and the fucking Bandoleros, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that wasn't racist. I didn't mean for that to come out as racist if it did.
It's okay. I'm a fourth Mexican. I give you permission.
Okay with it.
Thank you, Toof. And also our boy Tony and Whiskey Meyer, shout out to him. Can't wait to see him play live.
I took vacation for it.
I don't want to put any pressure on him. But I don't know if it can live up to when we went and saw Monsters Rock, Better Live Than Dead, because was the shit.
That's true. That was at Cedar Point.
That's the one you're talking about, right? Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Lay your hands on me.
Actually, no. I'm going to put a little bit more pressure on it, but get me laid, please. Let's just throw that one out there.
Maybe if we did go to Monsters Rock again... How awesome would it be to just any one of them just to get banged by someone in the fucking Monsters Rock band, dude.
Dude, saxophone guys. Oh yeah, God, dude.
Budnick. Remember the guy who looked like Budnick from Salute Your Shorts?
Hey, Kev, get him back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no, line's back there, dog. I'm like, dude, I was just looking through the fucking saloon doors,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude, that guy was so pissed.
Yeah.
Dude, can we pretend that was your dad?
Yeah, dude. What the hell are you doing, son? You know, I've been in line here for fucking 4 hours.
Like, maybe before
this is the beer
maybe,
line, Dad.
Dude, maybe
I
this
know.
Was like a glitch in time before your dad had you, and that was him. Because it just seemed like it was your dad, honestly.
Glitch in the simulation.
Rest in peace, Daddy-O. We love you. I miss you a whole lot. But if anyone asks, he died trying to replicate that fucking mind freak stunt where they drive the roller coaster through him, and then he's in the roller coaster riding
fuck
it.
Yeah.
Wait, am I supposed to lie when people ask that didn't happen?
It's like, well, what if he did that and just everyone on the ride was now wearing his shades, dude, when they drove through?
What if he did that, but when he tried to do it, the fucking deer just fucking kicked him in the head?
Kevin,
yeah,
he told me not to tell you.
Oh shit,
he's not dead.
Oh well, that actually, so far I probably would believe that if he faked it only to me.
So after the quote-unquote funeral, I went to your house and I found the letter he left for you. But I didn't want you to read it, dude.
Like, it was the letter F. And then I found a second letter. It was an A.
Oh, yeah.
Still looking for the third letter.
I think it's an N.
He, number one Brothers Commonplace fan. But, yeah, dude, he left you guys to go be in Monsters Rock.
That'd be awesome, dude.
I mean, can we say that, like, didn't happen? I don't think we can say it didn't happen.
You can't prove it.
Zero
fucking musical ability, dude.
Hey, Kev, not zero musical ability. He did sing
that's true.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou with me. So
one of my
first he reincarnated as a bear and he became like a country bear singer.
One of my earliest memories of him is I don't even know, I was in like first or second grade probably, but we had this cassette tape. And it was him like drunk as shit at a bar karaokeing. You never even called me by my name. We had that on a fucking cassette tape. Dude. Just him singing it, dude.
Dude, who recorded that?
I don't know, dude.
Had it been
I have
Sheba.
No idea.
Had it been Sheba.
Sheba. Hey, Sheba, you know that that Home Alone Talk Boy thing we got Kev for Christmas? Let's you take it out shit. Tonight.
Hey, don't give it to that fucker. What's he done for us?
That's true. Hey, Primo, you got anything you want to say today, dude?
No, I got nothing.
Alrighty, what about Spence? You want to cue up our boy over here for some fucking wow?
My friend, it sounds like you could use some words of wisdom.
All right, sorry to interrupt real quick. Dude, Tim, my favorite part of last episode is like after Tooth did his instigator story, and then he's like, dude, I got one building up that could be like one of the most offensive ever. You're like, yeah, it's called Instigator. Like, you're like, I keep saying that. Like, that's a new just thing I always say. I always say to Andrew, it's called Instigator.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, Toof.
Yeah. So recently, Andrew told me I have to pay rent now since we've been living together for so long. And I was like, fuck that, dude. Then I'll just get a job where you work then, fucker. So I've been working with Kevin and Andrew, and I've become quite the nemesis to a guy who works there. I'm almost like polar opposites of him. On my back, I have the word pardon tattooed. And I have this funny bend tattoo on my arm, and I guess you could say we're arch enemies.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was. Oh, yeah, dude.
You're welcome, everyone. If you made it this far, this is your reward. This is your reward.
Arch enemies.
You fight over McDonald's meals and your golden arch enemies.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Left the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild woman.
Oh, hashtag wild boys.
You know what? I got hashtag thank you, Haley Porter.
Yeah.
I guess you could say you're a listener, Harry Porter.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, yes. Haley Porter.
Hashtag.
Dude.
Oh, shut up.
Is that wrestling promo?
Dude.
When we go see Whiskey. Hand me down clothes. You must be a Cantu.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, I'm just joking, dude.
Dude, when we go see Whiskey Myers, I'm going to like fill up a bunch of piss jugs.
No,
I'm like,
not.
What the fuck is that? And I'll be like, dude, this is something you don't understand.
Oh, yeah, why would you show up with piss jugs to sing their song?
Honestly, why would you, though? Like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
We,
dude. If they need me to do rock star shit, I'm going to do it. I'll piss in my mouth and in jugs if I have to earn their respect.
They don't want you to do that, dude. You probably get more respect by not doing it.
I don't know. He might.
I
got to
get respect somehow.
They're like, hey, you know that scene in Black Sheep? could you fucking do that? I could go over some peanut butter cups right about now. What is this? Kill Whitey.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Where you gotta fight for your right to vote. All right, I'm shutting it down, guys.
All right. Good night, fellas.
I love you, boys.
Love you guys.
Good night, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.